You're listening to SBS News.
Playing in the park is one of Becky Jean's three young children's favourite activities. Climbing, running and jumping are all seemingly normal things for children aged 2 to 4 to do. But now, watching television and playing on iPads are just as common a pastime. Activities, Miss Jean says, have become part of her children's daily routine.
If it's 4 o'clock and I need to cook the dinner and they haven't watched it all day, I think, okay, well, you can watch an hour before dinner and then watch a bit afterwards before your bath time.
But Miss Jean says she is aware when their children spend too much time on electronic devices.
We actually stopped them using their tablets last year because they were using too much YouTube, so we deleted all of the YouTube from the TV and my phone and the tablet.
Simple steps like Miss Jean's are being heeded by the World Health Organization, or WHO, who have issued new guidelines on physical activity levels and screen time for children. They recommend for those under 2, no passive screen time at all, and for children aged 2 to 4, no more than an hour a day. The report focuses on sedentary screen time, when kids are simply placed in front of a TV, computer, or tablet for entertainment. Children are instead being encouraged to spend more time exercising and sleeping to develop better habits. Advice Dr. Fiona Bull from the WHO says will combat obesity and diseases in adolescence and adulthood.
We are very clear that there is merit in time spent with children, being active through play, and sometimes that can involve the electronic instruments. What we are cautioning on is overuse of those electronic screen times.
It comes amid growing research into the developmental effects of the widespread use of computers and mobile devices by children. Social researcher David Gillespie, who has written extensively on the issue, says extensive screen time could lead to lifelong problems.
There's definitely evidence that there should be significant restrictions in that age group, and that evidence says that there are cognitive delays that come into children under 5 when they have too much exposure to screens. That there are also likely to be social and motor development delays. So things like learning to walk, learning to stand, learning to socialise, learning to interact with their parents.
But for some parents, screen time is not necessarily all harmful, and they feel they know what works best for their children. Miss Jean says screen time can sometimes make life that little bit easier.
You can't always be with them and playing with them and drawing with them, and you know, you always have responsibilities to cook and to clean. And when I was breastfeeding my baby, if I needed to breastfeed, sometimes I'd just put the kids in front of the TV for half an hour just so I could settle them to sleep. I know it's not recommended, but what else are you supposed to do?
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.